All passengers flying with Global Air Force are now boarding at Gate 1.
Powerful Christianity, not powerless Christianity. The season of powerless Christianity is gone.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to hear that. In Dr. Verkler's book, Am I Being Deceived? In the foreword, Jerry Graham writes this: most Christians lack the understanding that the United States is now the third largest mission field in the world, measured by the number of unbelievers in the population, and that's exceeded only by India and China. What a story. Isn't that something? And now you are coming to this country as a missionary. What do you think about that, Ed?
Yeah, it's true. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. Without Him, we can do nothing. We can't make disciples. We can't have a successful life. Without Jesus, we are just hopeless. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot accomplish the Great Commission. Powerful Christianity. I pray that these people will step out of a powerless Christianity and step in a powerful Christianity by the power and intimacy with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Step into the fire.
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rowe.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Today, I am honored. And I'm just so excited about having a speaker, a teacher, a leader from Brazil. And his name is Edgy Rocha. Now, in the United States, we call him Ed Rocha. So if you're going to look up his name on the net, it looks like Ed Rocha. But his name is Edgy Rocha. He's a theologian. He went to the International Bible Institute of London, England. He is part of an international ministry. He is a director of Global Awakening in Brazil. He also has outreach ministries in Rio de Janeiro, and he's a pastor. And I met him a few years ago when I went to Brazil on a tour with Randy Clark and Global Awakening, and I went twice that year. It was about 4 weeks total. For our program today, we were able to talk to Edgy while he was touring the United States. So let's welcome from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Pastor Edgy Rocha.
Good morning, Jim. It's a beautiful morning here in the East Coast. I'm here in Fortson, Georgia, preaching at a Grace Church. And it's a beautiful day, and I'm excited to be with you here on the radio.
Let's see, Edgy. You have been on our program two times before, though you have been broadcast many times. So this would be your third time to be on our program. Praise the Lord. And your job that I met you doing, you were an interpreter for Randy Clark and other speakers too. How'd that come about?
I worked for Randy for 7 years, and this year is the seventh year. And just last July, he came to me and he said, Ed, you've worked for me for 7 years now, and God is closing a cycle in your life, and he's starting a new season. And I want to promote you to be an associate speaker of my ministry, Global Awakening. I want to release you to go to churches and preach and minister at churches. And on this last VOA, which is our annual convention, Voice of the Apostles, which, by the way, next year is going to be in Orlando, Florida, in a venue for 13,000 people. And we're very excited about that. And before all those people there at the VOA, he called Danny and I, my wife and I, and he prayed for us, and he blessed us and released us to be associate speakers. That was last October, just last month, a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, we already have traveled to many churches here in the U.S., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Bakersfield, California, and Destin, Florida, Tallahassee, Alabama, Missouri. We've just been, from coast to coast preaching. We've been seeing some amazing, amazing miracles happen.
Wow, whirlwind tour. Mm-hmm. One thing that we're interested with you and about you is your ministry in Brazil, what's been going on. And we have been talking about it the last 3 years, and I call it the second book of Acts, what I see there and how God's moving. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, it's a great movement that is happening in Brazil. But, what we've been trying to encourage everyone, especially here in North America, is to understand it's not only about Brazil. It's not about China or wherever it is. Our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's also a God of Brazil. He's the God of America. He's the God of China. He's the same God everywhere. And his power is not limited in anywhere, and especially here in America, without the tradition, without the churches, without the history that this country have with the gospel. America has, for so many centuries, it's been a missionary sending nation, and it has a heritage in the Lord. By my experience, as I preach in many churches here in the United States, it's just a matter of adjusting the thinking of the church. I always start with the teaching. I always start speaking to them, breaking some false doctrines and false beliefs that people have in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I show some video testimonies. I show them scripture, and I show them video testimonies of what God is doing. And then I encourage people to expect to believe. And as you can feel the God moving, you start to feel God moving in the congregation. And sure enough, and soon enough, the miracle starts to happen as well. God is up to something, Jim. God is up to something in these days. He is releasing a very strong anointing. And this has been my emphasis lately. This is what the Lord is speaking to me and using me to do. Speaking to me about awakening North America for the power of Christianity. Awakening North America for a powerful Christianity. That we will step out of a place of powerless Christianity where our Christianity is just a religion with no power. It's no better than any philosophy like Buddhism, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But Christianity with power, with the works, with the miracles, with signs and wonders, then it's not just a religion, but it's a relationship with a living and powerful God who can change the lives and who can heal the sick and who can raise the dead. And this last trip in Brazil, we had the reports of four people who were raised from the dead. So we are moving on to greater things. And here in America, too, we are seeing greater and greater miracles. I just been in two churches where people had metal in their body.
Mm-hmm.
Two ladies had a metal rod in their leg, one in the leg and in the shin. Her shin had a metal titanium plate. And in California, in Bakersfield, also a girl had six screws on her foot. And they had lost movement in their leg and foot. They had pain. You can only imagine six screws in your leg or foot, how discomfortable that was, how much discomfort it would cause. They had their foot was frozen, they couldn't move it, they had pain, constant pain, and Jesus healed their feet and their legs completely, and they got their movement back. They could move the movements of their feet that a normal person sometimes can't do. God gave them the supernatural movement, supernatural restoration of movement and flexibility, and all the pain was gone, and even the place where you would touch with your hand and you would feel the metal and you couldn't feel it anymore. And I don't know, we didn't do the X-rays to know, but so I can't tell if the metal disappeared or if it became rubber.
Mm-hmm.
But they got their movement back and the pain was gone. And we have some reported cases with X-rays before and after of people who in whom the metal totally disappeared.
Mm.
So God is doing something amazing on the earth today. His power is here. He wants to make himself known through his children. It's time to have powerful Christianity, not powerless Christianity. The season of powerless Christianity is gone. Even though America is one of the countries that has more Christian churches spread around the nation than any other country in the world, but it's not enough to have a church building. It's not enough to have a good program.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to have good, sound theology and doctrine. Those are all good things, but they're not enough. You see, because this is what it comes down to, Jim. It comes down to the Great Commission. Jesus said, go and make disciples. He didn't say, go and have good programs.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, go and have nice buildings. He didn't say, go and send money to Africa. He said, go and make disciples. That means that every Christian should have at least two people following him mm-hmm. and learning from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in the plural. You see, Jesus said, go and make disciples. He didn't say, go and make one disciple. So we are called as Christians to reproduce our faith and the teachings and the experiences that we have with the Lord and the Bible. We're called. That's our Great Commission. You see, the Great Commission is an individual call that for so many years we have turned into a corporative call when our church, as a group of people, send some money to some missionary in another country. We feel like, the burden's off. We feel like we are fulfilling the Great Commission, but we are not. The Great Commission is a personal call to revival. I must make disciples. And how am I going to do it? Jesus said, stay in the city until from above you receive power. You shall receive power and the Holy Spirit come upon you. It's Acts 1:8. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. We can't make disciples. We can't have a successful life. Without Jesus, we are just hopeless. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot accomplish the Great Commission. So these are the two things that you need. First of all, we need to understand I'm supposed to make disciples. I'm supposed to have people following me into my faith, into the Christianity, mm-hmm. into a powerful Christianity, because Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So as we have this understanding, and we start to seek God. Now, I understand there are many denominations that they think, oh, I have power, we are Pentecostal. But it's more than that. It's more than just speaking in tongues, feeling the presence of God. It's actually showing the world around us, showing the regular John Doe on the street, showing people that we have more than a philosophy. We have more than a religion. We have the power of God in and through our lives. Jesus said it's the laying on of hands. He said, he who believes in me, John 14:12, he who believes in me will do the same works that I do. Now, if we believe in Jesus, Jesus prophesied. He said, he who believes in me will do the same works that I do.
So you're saying that we are to do the same works that Jesus did. I know some people would say, I can't do that. But you can, because Jesus said, go. He said, go do these things. And if he said it, then you can do it.
And that's been my message. That's what I've been waking people up all around in America. I've been waking people up for their calling, for the true calling. Because you know how so many times people say, I don't know what my calling is. I don't know what God called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God called all of us to be filled with the Spirit and do the same signs and miracles that he did.
That puts us right into the picture. I mean, Jesus is not just far away, sometime in the past and sometime in the future. He's put those works into our hands now. That's the kind of connection and gospel I want to hear.
Yeah, see, because so many times people would think, like Randy always says, it's the man of power for the hour.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing is for Benny Hinn, or the anointing is for, or like the cessationist would say, the anointing was for those, for the apostles to build the church and to give authority to Scripture. And what people do, and Randy's always saying this, that what people do is that they start to preach a gospel based on their experience.
Mm-hmm.
they start to live a gospel based on their experience. So I don't experience miracles, so I'm not going to preach about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually create a doctrine to justify the fact that I don't have miracles in my life. So people create create doctrines to justify their level of experience. So what they're actually doing, they're bringing down the authority of scriptures to the level of their experience. Rather, what we must do is to lift up, to raise the bar of our experience to the level of scriptures. So when Jesus says that he who believes in him will do the works that he did, we have to believe that, and we have to pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
And until we do it, until we are opening the deaf ears and opening the blind eyes and making the cripple walk and raising the dead, until we are doing it, we are not fulfilling our commission, our calling.
As I talk to you, I'm taking the position of the man on the street, though. I'm aware of some of your teaching, and I love what you're saying. But the man on the street, you know, he needs to be told, the man that has found the Lord and becomes a believer, he needs to be told that, one, he's supposed to do this, two, he's able to do it, and three, he needs to see somebody else demonstrate it, teach him or disciple him. And that's one of the needs I think we have in this country. Of course, we try to believe that our doctrine is so important, but no, it's our walk and our relationship and the filling of the Holy Spirit that is so important.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, I agree with you, and it would be wonderful if everybody had a spiritual father filled with the Holy Spirit to teach them, show them. I know that, but not everybody does, and
mm-hmm.
it's a shame, but it's true. But now everybody has, and it's available for everybody, and it's the most important thing. More important than a spiritual father, more important than somebody to do these things and show you, more important than anything that you can want or may need to have, we have, and everybody have, and it's available for everyone, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Even more than the power, the presence, because the Holy Spirit is a person.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans, I will send you the Holy Spirit, the Paracletus, he who is just like me, and he will live with you, and he will guide you to all the truth. So the Holy Spirit lives inside every believer. The moment you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you believe he was raised from the dead, you receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is Jesus within you. All the works that Jesus did were done by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said himself in John 5:19, he said, I only do what I see the Father doing. Jesus was led by God. He was led by the Holy Spirit. Even in the beginning of his ministry, he is baptized by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon him in the shape of a dove. And then the Holy Spirit, the text in the Bible says, in Matthew chapter 4, that the Holy Spirit led Jesus to the desert. You see, it was the Holy Spirit leading Jesus all the time. And we have the same Holy Spirit because he breathed into us. He sent the Holy Spirit to us. And every believer has the Holy Spirit inside of him. So every believer has potentially all the gifts of the Spirit. Because if you have the Holy Spirit, who is the giver of the gifts, then potentially you have all the gifts of the Spirit. You can operate in all the gifts. And healing is one gift of the Holy Spirit. So all it takes for this person on the street, as you say, is for them to start to talk and develop this relationship with this God and say, God, I want to talk to you. God, I want to be filled with you. I want to fulfill the purpose for my life. I want to be like Jesus on this earth. And as they start to develop that relationship, that intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will release power and authority and will guide them into a miraculous, powerful life.
Well, it's wonderful. Now, you're telling us that we're not expected to do this alone, but we're empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And you're also saying it's a valuable thing to have a mentor, a spiritual father, and I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's important that we have spiritual fathers, but it shouldn't be a hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't use it as an excuse not to be filled with the Spirit, not to live a life of miracles. But it's something good and something we should pursue. I'm blessed with a spiritual father who's a man of God and an apostolic voice for the world today. He travels the nations, and he has changed the lives of so many people. And it totally changed my life. So I want to encourage you the listener, and if you're listening to these words now, it would be great if you had somebody lay hands on you. I would encourage you to get on a plane and go someplace where you find men of God such as Bo-Young Cho, Rodney Howard Brown, Randy Clark, Bill Johnson, Heidi Baker, all those great apostles of God. You get on a plane and go get an impartation from them. But if you can't, there's one source of all the power. He's the source. He's the fountain of life. His name is Jesus, and he's available for you to touch you with power wherever you are right now. All it takes is to get on your knees and make a prayer from the heart of hearts. Just make this honest prayer and saying, I can't live life without power anymore. I want your presence. I want to be filled, and he will touch you.
Wow, we need that. And I'm so glad that you're covering that route there to receive that power. And as you brought up the book, There Is More, I read it. There's a prayer following for those people that are remote in the world. And we are in Mongolia and all kinds of countries. And wherever you're at today, the power of God is available. We have hungry hearts. We see today that our guest speaker today had a hungry heart. And if you're hungry today, we want to see you receive all that God has for you. We want you to be empowered. And that's one of the reasons that we are on the radio constantly telling people this message. And I myself have listened to speakers and teachers, and this may be an exaggeration, but I have listened to them 1,000 times, day in and day out, when I'm driving down the highway, when I'm working, when I'm home. And that power of God began to get in me, and the desire would grow in me, and I began to discover I too can have a ministry like what I'm listening to.
Yes.
Edgy, we love having you. We'd like you at this time here, if you would pray for our radio audience. You know, my friend, it works. Could you do that for us now?
Sure. It would be my pleasure, Jim. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to come. Come to us and touch us in a deeper way, in a powerful way. Father, I pray that you will come with your anointing, come with your presence. Above all things, Lord, that you come with your presence to the people, to this audience, the people who are listening to this program right now, wherever they are, if they're driving their car, or if they're homework, if they're a homemaker, or if they're business people, if they're out there in the marketplace, wherever they are, just pray that Holy Spirit, that you will touch them, that you will confirm these words with your presence, that they will feel your presence, they'll be able to feel your touch. Father, we need you. We can't fulfill our calling. We can't fulfill the Great Commission without you, Lord. Father, I pray that you will come right now and just bring this awareness and bring an awakening. I speak to everyone's spirit right now. I speak to your spirit in the name of Jesus. Be awakened in Jesus' name. Be awakened to your position, to your calling as a son. Be awakened to your calling as a daughter. Be awakened that you are a son and a daughter of God, that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You were created for more. You were created for more than what you're living right now. God created you to live a glorious life, filled and led by the Holy Spirit every step of the way. Every step of the way, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide them to all the truth, will guide them every step of the way in their lives, guide them to a life of excellence, guide them to a life of accomplishment, guide them to a life of joy, guide them to have an abundant life in every area, in every level of their lives, that they will be filled, that they'll be led by you. Jesus, I pray that you'll stir up the gifts inside of them, stir up the gifts of the Spirit, and above all, Father God, I pray that every one of these listeners right now, that they will walk into a deeper relationship of love, love for you, that they will walk every day passionate for you, that they'll walk every day hungry for more, they walk every day, that we wake up in the morning talking to you and saying, God, today I want more of you, I need more of you. Father, I pray for a desperation inside their hearts. I pray that you stir up this hunger for a passionate relationship with you. Holy Spirit, reveal the Father's heart to them. And help each and every one of the listeners on the radio, this program. I pray that you help each and every one to walk in the authority of a son and the authority of a daughter, to understand that their calling is more than what they're doing right now. It's more than just going to church. It's more than just saying they're Christians. It's more than talking to you or reading the Bible every now and then. It's to be like Christ and do the works that he did, because you said so in your word, Jesus. And we want to fulfill your promise. We want to fulfill your word in our lives. So I pray, powerful Christianity. I pray that these people will step out of a powerless Christianity and step in a powerful Christianity by the power and intimacy with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Step into the fire. My friend, we're here for you.
Amen.
And you know, there is more. There is more. For your Christian walk, for your daily Christian life, more to know about the Lord and to grow. There is an anointing and the Holy Spirit that wants to become active in your life. Today, you have the opportunity to begin your walk with the Lord, to pursue Him like you have never pursued Him before. So that you can be like Jesus and you can do the works that Jesus began to do and teach.
Amen. Amen.
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 1, it talks about the ministry which Jesus began to do and teach. The ministry Jesus began? Yes, that ministry has been commissioned to believers. When Jesus ascended into heaven, His ministry did not stop. It started with us. Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
My precious brother, Edgy Hosha from Rio de Janeiro, is with us today. I'd like you to come back on the next program and tell us what has been happening. Take us right into a service of what's been happening in your country that we can enjoy that. Can you do that?
Sure. It'll be my pleasure.
Praise God. Okay. Until we meet again, may God richly bless you.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much. God bless you, and may the Lord increase more and more every day as you fulfill your calling to your life.
Amen. Thank you.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is www.globalairforce.net.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding K1.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.